The stage from where the Pope delivers his address is home to a life-sized nativity scene, hand-carved in wood, and the pine perfume of Christmas trees, gifted the Pope by the people of Belgium, filled the vaults of the hall, while bagpipe players from northern Italy lent a decidedly seasonal note to Pope Benedict's last audience before Christmas celebrations begin here at the Vatican in earnest.
Dear brothers and sisters, in these holidays may you and your families draw ever closer to the Lord and experience his heavenly gifts of love, joy, and peace.
On Wednesday, Pope Benedict spoke of the birth of Jesus from its historical origin. Originally, he recalled the liturgical year was centered not on the birth, but on the resurrection of Christ. He noted that the first to say that Jesus was born December 25th was Hippolytus of Rome, in his commentary on the book of the prophet Daniel, written around 204 AD. It coincided with the celebration of the feast of the dedication of the Temple of Jerusalem, instituted by Judas Maccabeus in 164 BC. The coincidence of the dates, said the Pope, would mean then that with Jesus the consecration of the Temple is truly realized, the coming of God on this earth.
By coming among us as a helpless child, God conquers our hearts not by force, but by love, and thus teaches us the way to authentic freedom, peace, and fulfillment.
Pope Benedict said that in Christianity, the Feast of Christmas took on definitive form in the 4th century, when it took the place of the Roman festival of the Sol Invictus, the invincible sun, thus highlighting that the birth of Christ is the true victory of light over the darkness of evil and sin. But he continued, the intense atmosphere of Christmas that we experience today developed in the Middle Ages thanks to St. Francis of Assisi, who celebrated the birth of the Christ child with untold eagerness and called it the Feast of All Feasts. From St. Francis's vision of the mystery of the Incarnation came the visual representation of Christmas at Greccio, today's nativity scenes, which are, said the Pope, the most beautiful of Christmas traditions.
This Christmas, may the Lord grant us simplicity of heart so that we may recognize his presence and love in the lowly babe of Bethlehem. And like the shepherds, return to our homes filled with ineffable joy and gladness.
But above all, concluded Pope Benedict, Christmas invites us to contemplate the mystery of Christ's birth and to experience the joy and hope which the newborn Savior brings into our world.
Merry Christmas to you.